In 1885, José de Fonseca and Pedro Carolino sat down to write an English phrase book for Portuguese students. But there were problems. For one, neither man could actually speak English, and to make matters worse, they did not have an English-Portuguese dictionary. So the scholars turned to their Portuguese-to-French dictionary, and then to the French-to-English one. The result, such useful English idioms as, "What news tell me?" "All hairs dresser are newsmonger," and that old truism, "In the country of the blinds, one-eyed men are kings." The book, English as She Is Spoke, is now available in print once again, edited and introduced by Paul Collins. Mr. Collins joins us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
How'd you come across this book?
Well, I first came across it in a town called Hay-on-Wye. It's right on the border of England and Wales, and it's this town almost entirely comprised of booksellers. There's about 40 booksellers for 1,500 people.
I just flipped open the book. The phrase here, "Take that boy and whip him too much."
Yeah. It's hard to imagine anyone traveling with this phrase book and not getting physically assaulted within minutes, because a lot of the phrases that they give you seem to be insults.
I just reading, "You have bad look. Your hands are dirty."
Yeah.
My favorite, of course, "You are imbecile."
Yes.
"You not make what to jest." And how can you top this? "You write no well."
Yeah. There's a whole string of insults directed at musicians. You would say, "It is a noise which to cleave the head." And "Your guitar, is it tuned?"
Oh, my. If you go out to dinner, of course, there are things like, "The soup is bringed."
Yes.
And then, of course, "Cut that turkey how you like that partridge." Mark Twain was a great admirer of it.
Yeah. Admiration is one way to put it. He described one of the authors as an honest and upstanding idiot, which is, you know, not a phrase you'd normally put on a book jacket, but it kind of works in this case.
Yeah.
He wrote the preface for the first American edition of the book. He wrote, "Nobody can add to the absurdity of this book. Nobody can imitate it successfully. Nobody can hope to produce its fellow. It is perfect. It must and will stand alone. Its immortality is secure." Nobody could imitate this because you simply literally couldn't even think of some of the things that they did in the book. Listen, the birds are gurgling.
Here is a horse who have a bad looks.
Yeah.
"Give me another. I will not that."
The horse stealer would then respond, and this is, "Your pistols are its loads."
Yes. Well, we should say, while we're chortling over this, that this was nothing if not a decently intentioned book, right?
Yeah, they certainly were. They were well-intentioned. The book actually was used in classrooms.
Mr. Collins, nice talking to you.
It was good talking to you, Scott.
And as your own book might put it, burn the politeness. Paul Collins is the founder of the Collins Library, devoted to the rediscovery and republication of long-forgotten and out-of-print literature. The book, English As She Is Spoke, by José de Fonseca and Pedro Carolina.